Soon after has a revelation, reinvents his life.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I am so excited to have Dr. Jennifer Weberman back with me. She took the summer and traveled and played and left me all alone, and I was hurting. I'm crushed. I might need some therapeutic help, actually. Dr. Weberman, being a therapist, might be able to help me. She's also a parent coach with over a decade of experience helping children, teens, and parents empower themselves in positive ways. She's been affectionately referred to as the Super Nanny of Springfield, and you can find a lot of what she writes and talks about on her website, theparentingplayground.com. It's so good to have you back, Dr. Weberman.
It's so good to be back. I've missed you over the past few weeks.
Well, my listeners have missed you. I miss you, of course, but not only do I love you on the show, but you are bringing wisdom to myself. I mean, every segment I learn something, and then I know that's going out to the community that listens to our shows. So thank you for coming back. It's school time again. I did a blog this week about whining, and I think that's far less relevant than some of the things that you might have to offer about going back to school and tips on how to deal with homework. So I know you probably have a list somewhere.
love my list.
Yes, I love your list too, and every one of them should be a blog someday. But in the meantime, at least they're immortalized on my radio show. So where would you like to begin?
Oh, fabulous. So, you know, this time of year in September when the school year starts up again, you've got new teachers, new routines, new after-school schedules. There's a lot of things to juggle, and I think homework is one of the bigger stressors of this time of year, especially for parents who have a child that has a diagnosis of some sort, ADHD, a learning disorder, or even just kids who have a very low frustration tolerance. Homework is like a battleground at home, and it's something that parents ask me about a lot. So I thought giving it September, I could start off by giving some homework tips, starting off with the basics and then getting to sort of the fun, creative stuff, which is always my favorite. But the basics are really important, and without them, the creative stuff doesn't really have a strong foundation, so it's always good to start with that.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to jump right in there. One of the things that sometimes parents don't think about but is a really easy solution is getting an extra set of textbooks for your child. At the end of the day, it's really crazy for a child who has any sort of learning issues or organizational difficulties, figuring out which books to bring home and what I need in order to get my homework done is really challenging. And a lot of times they'll come home and they don't have what they need.
Not to mention that you sometimes see these little kids with backpacks that are bigger than they are.
Oh, my goodness. And you can imagine the damage it's doing to
exactly.
their final development.
So that's
it's
a brilliant.
Really sad.
That's brilliant.
Just easy
it's
enough
brilliant.
To get it through the school, or you can buy it on Amazon and then just keep it at home and they can keep all their books at school.
Such a simple, good idea. Go on.
Okay.
I want everything from you.
All right. The time of the day is really important. You know, nighttime is really not a good time or evening time for kids to concentrate. So you want to do it in the beginning of the after-school day. But they may not be able to do it right away. They may need a little bit of a break. So having a snack time, no junk food, no cookies and chocolate milk as their pre-homework snack, but some sort of brain food. But having it be a consistent part of the schedule so they know, okay, 3:30 is homework time or whatever it is. And don't let them turn on any screens before they start homework, because for these kids, it's really hard to turn those off once they put them on, and it's already hard enough to start homework. Let's not, you know, make it more difficult for them.
I might add that it's my belief that there should be no television during school days, but that's a whole other discussion.
A lot of parents do that, and that's a great idea.
And once the kids get used to it, they basically, in the case of my kids, throughout primary education up through high school, we had a no TV rule. And they got used to it. They could DVR the shows that they were missing because they're not going to miss anything. And they could watch on the weekends as long as they took care of, you know, the other business that they had to do. They were allowed a certain amount of time on TV. I think this unfettered freedom to watch TV is the biggest mistake most parents make.
And nowadays, there are so many other types of screen devices
yes.
that TV isn't even the heart of it anymore, but some other gadgets, too, they're all so hard to break away from. So don't even let them start it until homework is done.
Okay.
Having a designated homework area in the house. If your child has attention problems and they're young, sending them to the bedroom to do homework is not a good idea. Having it be an essential area of the house where you can kind of slightly oversee it and give some encouragement when necessary, but also making sure there's no distractions. So homework time means the whole house has homework time. There's no one's watching TV. No one's talking on the phone. No one's blasting music. And if you're the parent, you can also pull out some paperwork to start doing it at that time. So everyone's doing homework.
That's a great idea. So pay your bills while your kid is doing homework.
Exactly. Exactly. When kids have learning issues or homework is a source of frustration, when they look at all the assignments they have to do, I mean, even if they're young and it's three worksheets, it feels to them like they're standing at the bottom of a mountain you're telling them they have to be at the top. So in order to make it less overwhelming, breaking it into smaller sections, giving them choices over where they want to start. Some will want to start with the hard stuff and get it over with. Some want to start with the easy stuff and get it out of the way. But let them make those decisions, but break it into smaller pieces, and then acknowledge the success of the completion of each of those components will keep them chugging along.
What about rewards? Should they get rewards along the way?
You have to use it carefully. If you're going to use sort of bribes or, hey, I'll get you this toy or whatever it is, then what you're doing is you're setting external motivation. So it's extrinsic motivation. You want it to be intrinsic, which means it's coming from the pleasure of a job well done, because that's really what's going to help them in life. But you can let them know that there are pleasurable things that they can do once their homework is done. For example, play outside, or if the rule is TV can go on after homework, or like a cool snack, you know, something that will happen afterwards, but it's not, I'm going to buy you this, or I'm going to give you this because you did your homework.
Okay. Now, how about some of the fun stuff?
Okay. So this is my favorite part of my job, is when I meet these families who are just, you know, ready to pull each other's hair out, you know, finding fun and creative ways to make homework a little bit easier. There was this one girl that I worked with. She was in elementary school, and homework was so frustrating for her that she would just freak out, and she would just, you know, kick furniture and throw herself on the floor, and it drove mom crazy. She says she acts like an animal. But the little girl said, I have to let it out. I can't hold it inside. So what we did was we made her an index card that said animal break on it. And she was allowed to have one animal break during each homework section. And it would last for 1 minute. So when she was getting really frustrated, she would turn to her mom and say, I need to use my animal break. Mom would set the timer for 1 minute. She would go into the living room, and she'd freak out. And she was allowed to do anything that wouldn't hurt somebody or damage property. So she could punch a pillow. Throw her socks. And then when the timer would go off, she had to come back into the room and finish her homework. And you know what? Every time when the timer went off, she came back to the homework table. And mom loved it because the animal moment stopped, and she loved it because she got the tension out.
I love it.
That's what you got to do.
I think I'm going to get some index cards and give them to my wife, and she can give them to me so I can have my animal moments. When I was in men's work, we did the similar thing, which was called we would do a silly. And when a guy was too much in his head, he would be told to do a silly, and he had to get in front of the group and just basically act like goofball and dance and look and make himself look foolish. And the moment you do that, you just get out of your head, and it broke the spell. So it's the same sort of thing.
It's definitely the same sort of thing. And yeah. I think that parents need to bring all that goofiness and levity sometimes to homework, because it doesn't need to be so serious. So if the kid doesn't want an animal break, but he needs to let out the goofiness, he can sing a song about how much he hates homework.
Right,
he can
get up
and run around, do some jumping jacks, like bring some levity to it. Kids love to get out their frustrations on paper and then put it in a shredder. But they have to do this with adult supervision. But they can write, I hate homework, or this stinks, or whatever it is, on a big piece of paper, and then stick it in the shredder and watch it get shredded. Something that just kind of lets out the tension and then allows them to move on.
We are actually out of time. I can't believe it. So any final words, and where can people find you?
Oh, my goodness. How much time do I have?
Like 20 seconds.
Okay, well, I'll just let them know where they can find me. So the blog is theparentingplayground.com. And on Facebook, we're there under the same name. And on Twitter, it's dr_Weberman.
I am so happy to have you back. I really, really, really wish you would put this into a blog. I will promote the heck out of it because I think my community could so benefit from what you've given us so far and what we haven't yet heard. So please do. Thank you, Dr. Weberman. Stay tuned for some closing remarks after these messages.
When everything looks so dark, you've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.